Hey, Julius, how you doing?
Hey, good. Hi.
Bill Belichick was extremely complimentary of you and your team a little while ago as he had his press conference. What do you see going into this matchup from the Patriots?
I see a very physical football team, very good football team that we played so far this year. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us to see where we are as a football team playing the team. It's playing as well as the Patriots are right now.
Is there a little bit of an element of the unknown since it's been so long since the Bears have played the Patriots?
I'm not sure of the history between these two teams. This is my first year here. I'm pretty familiar with New England. We played them last year when I was in Carolina, so I pretty much know the personnel and what to expect going against these guys.
How has the Chicago experience gone for you, Julius, so far?
Everything is going good, right? Great, actually. So good so far. Everything is going as planned, and I really don't think anything could be any better right now.
Even New England? I know Bill Belichick really has an appreciation for your versatility, and I know that they expressed a measure of interest during free agency. Did you contemplate at all New England?
I thought about a number of teams, including New England. So, at that point of the year, during free agency, you got to look at all your options, and you want to play for one of the, better franchises. And, yeah, they I definitely had interest a little bit, playing for those guys.
What swayed you against it? Was it money, scheme?
It was more of scheme, coaches, players. I had a lot of respect for this team, the coaches and the players. So y'all couldn't pass on the opportunity to play with these guys.
Can you talk about Tom Brady? Obviously, he's playing at a very high level right now. I think he's completing almost 3/4 of his passes over the last 4 games.
It's not really too much to, anything that I can say that hasn't been said about Tom Brady. He's the best quarterback in the game right now. He's playing at a high level. So we definitely got to do something to try to disrupt his rhythm and try to force him to make a couple of mistakes.
Seems like you've been able to draw quite a few holding penalties this year. Are you going to obviously try and force a few this weekend?
Well, these guys, from what I've seen so far, these guys really don't do a lot of that, a lot of tripping and double team. Not that I can see. Maybe I'll see a little bit in the film study later this week, but from what I've seen thus far, these guys do a pretty good job of, manning up and blocking that guy one-on-one. So we pretty much expect that there'll be a lot of singles out there and a lot of one-on-one matchups.
You didn't have too much success against the Patriots the last time you personally played against them.
Mm-hmm.
Was that more them or more you?
Well, it was numbers-wise. If you're looking at the numbers, I don't think I recorded a sack, if that's what you're speaking about. But we got a little bit of pressure. I think that last game that we played against them, it was more of a running attack. They attacked us on the edges with runs that we didn't do a good job of defending. But I think pass rushing-wise, I think I played a fairly decent game. I didn't record a sack, so I guess that's a bad game for an end when he doesn't record a sack, but I think everywhere else was pretty decent.
What did they do against you that game? Do you recall? Did they have 2 guys on you?
That game was really. It's all of these games kind of run together after a while. That was a year ago, so I can't remember exactly what they did and how they attacked me. But the good thing about this league is you get a number of opportunities, so it's another opportunity this week to get better and do better than I did last time.
You guys have won 5 games in a row. Is there a similarity in those 5 games? Is there something you can point to that, as a team, you guys did in those 5 games that led to success?
Well, probably just all 3 phases playing well together, offense, defense, and special teams. Everybody playing well and finding a way to win, you know, making adjustments. And really, that's what it's about, finding a way to win. You have points in a game where you don't play so well at times, but it's about, you know, finding an adjustment and, you know, keep fighting and, you know, finding a way to pull it out.
Are you comfortable in Chicago now, and do you like the decision to be there?
I'm very happy where I'm at right now. I couldn't have chosen a better place to come to. Personally and professionally, everything is going great on the field and off the field. It was a big decision for me at that time, and luckily I picked the perfect place, and I couldn't be in a better place than I am right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you like working with Lovie Smith?
Yeah, he's a defensive-minded coach, you know, and all of these guys on his team have a tremendous amount of respect for him, as well as I do. So that makes you want to play hard for a guy when you respect him and you understand what he's trying to do. And we all have the same goal in mind, that's to be world champions, and we're all on the same page, and he's the leader of it. So I enjoy coming to work every day and the enthusiasm with all the players.
Okay, I think that's it, Joyce. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.